That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Well, yesterday, Lum, or Bon Mott, as he now calls himself, designed a few more women's hats and turned out what he considers his masterpiece. However, he was soon deflated when Abner pointed out that nobody was even looking at his new creations, much less buying them. And so, in order to properly launch his career as a hat designer, Lum decided to put on a big style show at the store. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. You know, sitting in the cool shade of a tree is a real treat during one of these hot, sizzling, sultry summer days. But unfortunately, most of us have to stay on the job. Well, when a hot day comes along, give yourself extra care and get extra comfort. Remember Alka-Seltzer's hot weather comfort treatment. And here it is. 1, use a little more salt than usual with your meals. 2, eat lighter, easily digested foods. 3, take a glass of sparkling, refreshing Alka-Seltzer to help relieve the distressing headache which so often goes with hot weather. Now, your drugstore may not be handy when you need Alka-Seltzer, so keep an extra package at work as well as at home. Alka-Seltzer's extra pleasant taste is so refreshing on a hot summer day. And because Alka-Seltzer is dissolved when you drink it, it can go right to work giving you that extra fast relief. Yes, with all these extra benefits, you'll want to get 2 60-cent packages of Alka-Seltzer from your druggist instead of 1. Then you'll be ready to follow the Alka-Seltzer hot weather comfort treatment. Remember, an extra package in the shop can help you feel tip-top. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, or Bon Mott, and his partner in the Jot-'em-Down store making plans for the big show. Listen.
Let me run over this list once more. See what all we still got to do. I think I've thought of everything.
Lum, I'm feared I ain't going to be much help to you. I don't know what they have at a style show. I ain't never been to one of them.
Well, I ain't neither. It's like I've been telling you, all they do is just get a batch of women folks in there and set them down, and then they have some young, pretty girls, models they call them, walk in front of them with these new clothes on. And then the other women fall all over themselves to buy the stuff because they think it'll make them look like the young, pretty girls.
Does it?
Well, offhand, I'd say no. But that ain't our worry. Let's see here now. Folding chairs, 150. You and Cedric can pick them up over at the church tomorrow.
We can, huh?
Yeah, flowers. Cedric has promised he'll go out and pick some wild flowers to decorate the store up with, and you can go out and help him.
I can, huh?
Yeah, music. I talked to the Macmillan boys, and they said they'd be glad to come over and play for the style show if they can get their chores done up early in the morning. Maybe you and Cedric can go over and help them.
We can, huh?
Refreshments. Now, Luke Spears is going to make up a couple of hundred sandwiches and a few jugs of lemonade, and you and Cedric will have to run down there and pick them up.
We're well, huh?
Yeah, and then I want you to pass out the vittles and lemonade them when the time comes.
That'll be nice.
Programs. You and Cedric can stand at the door and hand them out.
We can, huh?
Yeah, models.
Now, wait.
Huh?
Stop right there. That's where we draw the line. Me and Cedric ain't going to be the model.
I never said you was going to be.
You's having us do everything else. Though, because that's one thing we ain't going to do, though. You might just as well get that straight here and now, Lum.
All right, just calm down. Sir. Don't go flying off in the handlebars.
That's out. O-U-T, out.
You know, this is one thing I've been having trouble with. I've tried to get hold of several women folks around here to do the modeling, but none of them say they can make it.
Don't blame them.
I talked to Miss Emmeline a while ago and asked her if she'd try to get the parent and teachers group to help out. She's going to let me know.
Oh.
Let's see what else I got on the list here now.
Well, don't expect me to do anything else. I'm wore out from just thinking about all the junk you got lined up for me there now.
Well, there ain't much else to do. About all I'll need you for is to clean out the store and set up all the chairs and get some vases to put the flowers in. And rope off an aisle for the models to walk up and down in.
Well, now, just a minute, Lum. What are you going to do at this style show?
What am I going to do?
Yes, sir. Or ain't I supposed to ask that?
Grannies, I got to stand up there and tell them about these hats. After all, I'm the designer of them.
You mean you're going to stand up there and actually admit it?
Why, natural.
Well, I guess you will have your hands full at that.
And that reminds me, I want you to introduce me, Abner.
Who to?
Why, the women that come to the style show, natural.
Well, you know all of them, Lum.
I mean, make a little speech introducing me. Don't forget, I ain't Lum Edwards no more. I'm somebody else.
Well, you're smart there.
I'm Bon Mott, the French designer.
They're bound to know you, Lum, even though you have got your mustache all waxed up and pointed and wearing that tam-o'-shanter.
Beret.
Whatever you call it, they'll know you. I know they will.
Well, I don't care. It's just the idea of it. Man's got a right to change his name if he wants to.
Yeah.
For all they know, Bon Mott might actually be my right name. I've just been using Lum Edwards all these years. Anyways, that's how I want you to introduce me.
All right, anything you say. It's your funeral, not mine.
I think maybe to start things off, I'll make a little speech in French.
French? Why, you don't know that language.
No, but I can learn. Finish, I've got till tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Well, what happens next now after your speech? Wait a minute. There comes Cedric. You better start telling him all the things he's supposed to do, too.
Yeah, he knows most of them already.
Yeah, howdy, Cedric. You better get in here and get to work.
Yes, Mom. Say, Mr. Lum, Miss Emmeline sent me over to tell you something.
Well, good. Did she get hold of the women in the parent-teacher's outfit?
No, Mom. She said none of them could do it.
They couldn't, huh? Me, what am I going to do for models now?
But she said to tell you she's awful sorry.
Well, that was nice of her.
Granny, you can't have a style show without models. That's the main thing you gotta have. Well, I've tried everybody I know, and as long as the show's set for tomorrow, it's too late to try to get anybody from Cherry Hill or wait a minute.
Lum, what are you looking at me for that away?
Listen, Abner.
Now, Lum.
Abner, many's the time when you've been in trouble, and I've been the one that's come to your help.
No, sacrificed
everything to help my old friend out, no matter what it was.
Lum, you can stop right there. I know what you're leading up to, and the answer is no. Hey, Cedric, where are you going? I need your help here.
Well, I'll be back after a while. I promised Clarabelle I'd run an errand for her. I'll see you later.
Cedric! Dad, blame that
now,
boy.
Now, let's look at this sensible, Abner.
No.
I've invested practical all my money in this hat business.
That's your
I spent problem. Days back there in that feed room making and designing them hats. I've worked my head to the bone, punched my fingers full of holes. If that style show don't go on tomorrow, I'm ruined. I'll lose everything.
I know all that.
You don't know how much this means to me, Abner. Here I am on the doorstep of a great career. But now, for the want of a friend, just one single friend, I'm wiped out. Bankrupted before ever I get started, even.
Lum, I hate to see you lose out.
It's all right. I don't care. My whole life's been this way.
Oh, man.
Whatever I've tried, something or somebody has always helped me down. Just meant to be a nobody, I reckon. A nothing.
Well, now, Lum.
Oh, just forget it. I can get along over at the poor farm. That is, if they'll let me in there. More than likely, somebody will study up something to keep me out of there, too.
Well, Lum, I'll help you.
Will you, sure enough?
I mean to get in the poor farm.
Oh.
Be glad to write you a good recommend. I know the
fellow. No, don't bother. I don't want to put you out now.
I'll do it.
I might just join up with the hobos. Tramp the highways. Follow the tracks. I'll die someday. Nobody will even know it. Nobody will even care. I'd hate to say that anybody was to blame for all this. Special somebody that was supposed to be my friend.
Lum, exactly what would I have to do to be a model?
Oh, just forget it, Abner.
No,
I don't want to be a success no way. Don't care if I'm a failure or not.
Lum, I ain't saying that I'll do it. But if I was to do it, just tell me all I'd have to do.
Oh, I wouldn't think of asking you to do it, Abner.
Well, all right, then.
But all you got to do is just put on a hat and parade down in front of the women with it on, swing around a couple of times, and then go back to the feed room and take it off, put another one on, and do it all over again. Actual nothing to it.
That's all, huh?
Yeah, that's all there are to it. But I wouldn't think of asking you to do it.
I wouldn't think of doing it, neither.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. You got to do it. I'll give you a half interest in the hat business. I'll do anything. Please, Abner.
Well, I don't know.
Just try it once. Just put on one of the hats, and I'll show you how to walk and where to go. You'll see how easy it is.
I know how easy it is, but law me, doing it in front of all them women folks, Lum, I'd be the laughing stock of Pine Ridge.
No, you wouldn't, Abner. The women don't care who the hat's on. All they want to do is see the hats. I bound you they'll never even notice who's wearing them. Now, come on, let's try it once.
Well, all right. If you see somebody coming in the store, I know that you better let me know so that I can get that hat off before they see me, though.
All right. I'll do that. Now, let's say the women folks are all setting up towards the front part of the store there.
Which one of these hats you want me to put on?
Try on my masterpiece there.
The one with the weather vane on it?
Yeah. Setting with the fur brim and the winders in for folks to look through at the moving picture show.
Well, I hope Grandpappy Sears don't find out about this.
Oh, no, you got it on sideways there.
Well, the weather vane was pointing this way.
Well, you don't go over that. That changes anyway. The winders go in the front and back. There, now you got it. Let me look at you now.
Oh, I feel silly, Lum.
I wonder if this is such a good idea after all.
No.
Evan, would you mind just shaving off your beard for one day?
No, sir, if I've got to do that, you can forget the whole idea right here.
All right. You don't have to do that. We might just put heavy veils on all the hats.
Yeah, a good canvas one would suit me, about 5 feet long.
Now, then, here's the line of march I sort of had mapped out. You'll come out of the feed room and stroll down this way.
Stroll?
Yeah.
Stroll?
Stroll down this way till you come to the pickle barrel. And then angle off sort of slaunch-wise right away till you come to the cracker barrel and swing back towards the stove, turn around twice, and go back in the feed room. Now try it.
All right, here goes.
Stand up straighter, Abner, and don't clump your feet. Try to walk more gracefully.
I'm walking on the way I know how.
You're marling a hat, not shoving a plow. Hold your arms out.
My arms out?
Sort of bend your elbows.
Uh-huh.
Now make your hands look dainty. Get them little fingers curled up there.
I quit. I
now, Abner, wait
quit.
A minute.
No, sir, I'm through. I'm done. I wouldn't do this if you paid me $1 million, Lum. I don't care if it ruins you and you go to the poor farm and everything. This is one thing I ain't going to do. Let
Abner,
me get
don't
that
you realize this means I'll have to call the style show off?
I don't care. Call it off.
All right, then. I guess I better get on the phone and make another announcement. Tell them the whole thing's off.
There comes Cedric again. You can tell him to stop working on them plans, too.
Hey, Mr. Long, can some of the girls in Clarabelle's Woodcraft and Leather Tooling Club be models in your style show?
Models? You mean they'll actually do it?
Yes, Mom. They're initiating some new members, and Clarabelle needs one more terrible thing for them to do.
This is it.
Aye, Granny Cedric, send them over. The style show is saved. And just mark my words, tomorrow at this time, Bon Mott's hats will be the talk of the town. And you smart alecks will be laughing out of the other side of your face.
Yes, the style show is saved. But I somehow feel it would have been a bigger success with Abner as the model. Well, be sure to join us again in our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. Now, no doubt most of you folks spend a great deal of your time out in the garden during the warmer weather. Now, that usually means plenty of stooping and bending, which may lead to muscular aches and pains. Well, when that happens to you, be ready to try Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer can help give you the extra fast relief you want for those sore, aching muscles. You see, Alka-Seltzer's extra effective pain-relieving analgesic is just as helpful for muscular aches and pains as it is for an occasional headache. That's another extra value you get in Alka-Seltzer. Next time you go to the drugstore, buy two packages instead of one. Keep one at home and one at work. Ask your druggist for genuine Alka-Seltzer in either the 30 or 60 cent size. Then when muscular aches and pains come along, try extra fast Alka-Seltzer Relief. And when your tablets get down to 4, that's the time to buy some more. Remember, an extra package in the shop can help to make you feel tip-top.